Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today we're sharing an episode of Yoga Kids Adventure from our friends at Tumble Media. Yoga Kids Adventure is the first ever yoga podcast made for kids. Listen as host and yoga teacher Catherine invites young yogis to join her on creative journeys through movement, with no screens needed. If you like what you hear, check out Yoga Kids Adventure on iTunes and Spotify and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to William and Lillian Hamilton and their family in Arlington, Massachusetts, Wilder, Sarah, Clay, their cat Luce, and the rest of their family in Oakland, California, Avery and Amelia and their family in Laverne, California, and Willow Hendricks and her family in West Virginia. Thank you so much, Willow, Amelia, Avery, Luce, Clay, Sarah, Wilder, Lillian, and William. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Watching the little ones in your life grow and learn is one of the best feelings in the world. Finding toys that help them grow and learn can be challenging, but luckily, there's Love Every. Love Every's play kits are designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage, so they have the right toys for the right time, with new play kits delivered every few months that grow with your child. Our friends Nate and Emily, who you might know as the voices of Max and Corley from the Max Goodname series, received the Observer play kit for their little boy, and the whole family loved it. The kit contained the exact perfect toys to support emotional identification and processing and age-appropriate self-care skills. Nate and Emily's son especially loved the Plan Ahead Weatherboard, a visual and interactive tool that helps children take ownership of their everyday. All the toys are unique and built to endure plenty of play, and each kit also comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself at-home activities your kids will love. Take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/stories. That's loveevery.com/stories for free shipping. loveevery.com/stories. Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
Hey kids! Fun yoga is safe yoga. Remember, have a grown-up nearby and find a safe place to move. Have fun!
Hello, and welcome to Yoga Kids Adventure. I'm Catherine, your yoga guide. Did you just wake up? Me too. Looks like today is going to be a beautiful day. I like to start my day by moving a little bit. Would you like to go with me on a morning adventure? Come on! I know the perfect place, the beach. With Yoga Kids Adventure, you can do yoga from anywhere with us. All you need is your ears, your imagination, and a safe place to move. Today, we will use our imagination to go on an adventure to the beach. Ready? Here we go. We're at the beach. Wow, look at those ocean waves. I love how the ocean looks like it can go on forever. Let's see if we can make our breath sound like the ocean. Find a comfortable way to sit, maybe crisscross or on your knees. Take a big breath in through your nose and reach both of your hands up to the sky. Open your mouth and let your air out as your hands come down. Make a sound like the ocean. Nice work. I'll do three more ocean breaths. You can join me or just listen. Do you notice anything about how your body or mind feel after doing ocean breath? Let's check out the beach. We can stand up. The sun is coming up and shining so bright, we probably need some sunscreen. Here, I have a bottle in my bag. Would you like some? Here you go. Reach one arm out way in front of you and use your other hand to rub the sunscreen up and down your arm. Now the other arm. Good. Reach from your shoulders all the way to your fingers. Now, step your feet wide apart and stretch your arms out to the side. Turn to one side and reach down with both of your hands to rub your sunscreen all the way down your leg to your foot, and then all the way back up. Let's switch sides and get the other leg too. It's okay if you need to bend your knees. All the way back down, and all the way back up. Great. How about your belly and your back? Good. Let's remember to put sunscreen on our face and neck, too. Don't forget your nose. There you go. It is so nice and sunny today at the beach. The sand is bright. The water is glistening. Let's thank the sun for shining so brightly today by doing a sun salutation. Stand with your feet planted on the ground. Take a big breath in and reach up really tall with your fingers. Wave to the bright sun for a tall mountain pose. Now, breathe out and reach down for your toes in forward fold. Can you see your feet? Hi, feet. Now put your hands on the ground. Try to hop or walk your feet way behind you. Ready? One, two, three, hop. Wow, you're in a plank pose. Can you keep your knees up for 3, 2, 1? Good job. Come all the way down to the ground on your belly. See if you can make your body into a snake. Lift your head and chest up and make a s sound in snake pose. Let's come all the way down now. We can come onto our hands and knees and get ready for our downward dog. Push into your hands, tuck your toes under, and lift your hips up high. If you want, you can lift one leg high in the air and wag it like a tail. Woof! Put that foot down and lift your other leg up. Give it a shake. Woof, woof! You can put that foot down. Next, let's try hopping or walking our feet near our hands. Keep your hands where they are, bend your knees, and hop your feet near your hands. Ready? 1, 2, 3, hop! You got it! Now, straighten your legs, but stay in a forward fold. Take a big breath in as we come all the way up and reach our fingers up and say hello to the sun again. Breathe out as we bring our hands down beside us, and we can stand strong and tall in our mountain pose. After moving in the sun, I feel pretty warm. Are you warm? Let's cool off by swimming in the water. Let's pretend to dive in. Stand up nice and tall with your feet together. Bend forward like you're looking down at the water from the diving board. Keep your legs straight and reach your hands behind you. When you're ready, place both hands on the ground. Step your feet back into plank pose. Now, slowly lower all the way down to your belly. Splash! Let's swim! Can you use your arms and your legs? Great swimming. Look over there. I see a dolphin swimming with us. Clasp your hands together behind you to make a dolphin fin. Breathe in and lift up your arms and legs and chest at the same time. Good try. Now breathe out and lower your arms and legs and chest back down to the ground. What an awesome dolphin. Take a deep breath in. And now let's blow some water out of our blowhole. take just a moment and float in the water. Wait. Do you see something colorful over there? It's an octopus. How cool. Did you know that an octopus has 8 arms? We only have 2 arms, but we can still pretend to be an octopus. Stand up nice and tall with your feet spread a little wider than your hips. Now you can wiggle your arms side to side or up and down or slow and fast, just like tentacles. How would you move like an octopus? My arms feel like jelly. They are so wiggly. How do your arms feel? Let's get out of the water. I'm ready to sit on my towel for a bit. How about you? There's one last creature I want to show you at the beach, a starfish. Let's take a rest in starfish pose. Lie down on your back and stretch your arms and legs out as wide as you can so they're in the shape of a starfish. If you'd like, you can close your eyes or you can keep them open. Let's take a few more gentle ocean breaths while we're in starfish pose. Breath in through your nose. Open your mouth and let the air come out like the ocean. Let's try 2 or 3 more gentle ocean breaths. Do you feel any different in your body or mind? When you're finished with your ocean breaths, you can stay in starfish pose. Or you can find a comfortable way to sit up as we make our way back from our adventure. This was a fun adventure today. Let's remember what we did. Where do we go? To the beach or the zoo? That's right. We went to the beach. First, we put on sunscreen before we went to the beach. When we got there, we said thank you to the sun by doing a sun salutation. Then, we swam in the ocean. Do you remember what we saw? That's right. We saw a dolphin and an octopus. And then we laid on our towels in the sand and pretended we were a starfish. I like to end my yoga by saying kind words to myself. Sometimes we call this an affirmation. I can say these words to myself anytime I need them. Today's affirmation is, today is a new day. You're welcome to say this with me, or you can just listen. The choice is yours. Ready? We'll say it 3 times. Let's take a breath in and out. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Thanks for listening and moving with me today. When we take a minute to listen to our bodies and our breath, it helps us be the best me we can be. See you next time. Yoga Kids Adventure is a Tumble Media production in partnership with Bliss Kid Yoga. This episode was written by Erica Ortiz, Sarah Robertson-Lentz, and me, Catherine Mercer. Our executive producer is Sarah Robertson-Lentz. Lindsay Patterson is our series editor. Michael Lentz composed the theme music. Scoring and sound design by Marshall Escamilla. Marshall was also our producer and engineer.
Today's story was an episode of Yoga Kids Adventure from our friends at Tumble Media. For more Catherine and creative movement journeys, Look for Yoga Kids Adventure on iTunes and Spotify and anywhere else you can find podcasts. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.